What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, I hope you all are having a wonderful Friday morning. All right, guys, today I'm going to be doing my picks for the AFC and the NFC championship matchups. It feels very weird without the Giants not in the playoffs anymore. But, you know, we got to continue this playoff bracket. You know, we got four teams left, you know, and there's going to be two teams remaining. And there's going to be two teams heading to the Super Bowl in Arizona. But, you know, there's got to be a winner and there's got to be a loser. So here we go. Starting with the first matchup, we got... This is probably the matchup that every Giants fan is going to watch. The San Francisco 49ers are going on the road to Lincoln Financial Field to play the Philadelphia Eagles. This is going to be a great matchup. You know, you got one of the best defenses in the league going up against one of the best offenses in the league. I am very excited, you know, for this matchup. You know, we got two young quarterbacks that none of us expected. You know, that none of us, well, I think some of us expected the Eagles to be in this position, but none of us expected the 49ers to be. Obviously, with the big quarterback situation, the 49ers losing Trey Lance, then losing Jimmy Garoppolo. Now the 49ers, guys, they're literally winning with a third-string quarterback who I really like. I like Brock Purdy. This kid is very, you know, this kid is very talented. You know, I mean, people can, you know, I don't care what people say. You can say that he's playing with a very talented 49ers roster, which they are. You know, they got one of the best running backs in Christian McCaffrey. They got a very good receiving core. They got, you know, George Kittle. I think we can all agree that this guy is one of the best tight ends in the league, you know, and you know, they're playing, you know, the 49ers got a championship defense, you know, the 49ers defense is going, you know, their defense, you know, checks all the boxes, you know, their defensive front can put, you know, this defensive front for the 49ers will put pressure on you all day long. You know, same thing with the Philadelphia Eagles defense. You know, these are two really good defenses going at both offenses. You know, this is going to be a fun game to watch. I think whoever wants to win this game, I think it's going to go down to the turnover battle. I think whoever can make that one huge turnover in this game, I think wins it all. And we don't know. We don't know which offense is going to dominate. You know, because both defenses, we can make an argument. I mean, both of these teams are two of the best teams in the NFC. You know, I've said it all along. I've said it in the regular season. I said we are going to have a matchup in the NFC Championship game with the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers. And here we are. And I did make an early prediction when I said that the 49ers were going to win this. They were going to win every game in the NFC playoffs. And I'm going to stick with my pick. And I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers to beat the Eagles in Lincoln Financial Field, just because Brock Purdy, I feel like he's going to go into this game with a lot of pressure on his shoulders, you know, and, you know, Brock Purdy didn't look that good against the Dallas Cowboys, which the Cowboys, they got a really good defense. Now he's playing another good defense. How is Brock Purdy going to look going up against this Eagles defensive front, you know, and I don't think he should be worried, you know. Because Brock Purdy, he balled out against a really good defense last week against the Dallas Cowboys. You know, and now I think we can all say that the Eagles have a better... I think the Eagles have a better defense overall than the Cowboys. I think the Eagles have a better secondary than Dallas. You know, and I think the Eagles' linebacking core is better than Dallas's. You know, the Cowboys could have won last week. I hate saying that, but they could have won. The reason why they lost is Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott made throwing those two critical interceptions, you know, cost them the game. Jalen Hurts is not Dak Prescott. Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott right now. And I don't think Dak Prescott is a bad quarterback. I like Dak Prescott, even though he plays for a team that I hate so much. I like Dak Prescott. I respect him. I've said that multiple times. I was the one that came on air and said, I don't want this guy signed. I didn't want Dak Prescott to sign a six-year deal with the Cowboys because this team has not won a Super Bowl for the past three decades. The Cowboys haven't had a great quarterback since Troy Aikman. You know, and that's when, obviously, Troy Aikman, he was playing with house money. Troy Aikman had Michael Irvin, who was one of the best receivers in Cowboys history. You know, I think this, but the reason why I'm taking the 49ers is because this isn't the Giants. You're not going up against a team that literally has, you're not going up against a roster that literally has players from, you know, players from the practice squad. You know, you're going against a Niners team that has a championship feeling to it, and they are going to fight you. You know, now obviously we don't know what Jalen Hurts is going to look like. You know, because we don't know. Even though Jalen Hurts, he looked really good, but he went up against a Giants defense that was ranked 28th in the league. You're going up against a Niners defense that is literally first in every category. So I think the Niners win this game, you know, because I feel like, for one, I think the Niners win this game because, one, I hate the Eagles and I want them to lose. But number two, you know, you can't trust Philadelphia in these big time moments. And I think it's also going to come down to coaching. Kyle Shanahan, he's been in these moments before. Kyle Shanahan, he's been in the Super Bowl. This is Nick Sirianni's first time. So there's gonna be a lot of pressure on Nick Sirianni trying to stop Kyle Shanahan. I think coaching wins the Niners this game. And I also think defense wins the 49ers this game. I'm going to take the 49ers. I think it's a close game, but I think the 49ers win this game by a field goal. So I think it's low scoring. I could see this being a defensive game. I'm gonna say the Niners win it 24-21. I think it's a close game. This could maybe even go down to 2 points. But I'm gonna take the 49ers to go win this one and come out of the NFC as champions and go to the Super Bowl. Now, guys, to the more interesting matchup. We got the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals coming off a huge win, beating the Buffalo Bills. They're going to be going on the road and playing Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. This is going to be a great matchup right here. I don't know the pick, to be honest. I don't know the pick because I think both teams are very good. I thought, you know, I didn't really think we were going to have a rematch in the AFC Championship between both of these teams. It's tough because, you know, this was obviously a big year for Patrick Mahomes. This is a big year for the Chiefs. You know, the Chiefs, you know, a lot of Chiefs fans went into the season worried because they lost Tyreek Hill. You know, they lost some major pieces to this roster. You know, like, none of us knew what the Chiefs were going to look like going into the season. You know, Patrick Mahomes, you know, he had a lot of pressure, you know, on him going into the season. You know, what Patrick Mahomes has showed all of us is that it doesn't matter what you take away from him, he is going to still show you why he is an MVP caliber quarterback. You know, and not only that, but he is playing with a tight end in Travis Kelce, who I think deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. You know, what Travis Kelce has done over the course of his career, you know, with this team, it's been unbelievable. You know, But not only that, the Chiefs' defense has been showing up, you know, and the receivers for Kansas City the Chiefs got a lot of great receivers. You know, you have guys like Juju Smith-Schuster. You know, you have guys like Kadarius Toney, my guy from the Giants. I think the Chiefs have a really good running back duo with Isaiah Pacheco. You know, I forgot the other running back's name. But I look at this Chiefs team, and what this Chiefs team has shown all of us is that how much talent they have. They're gonna continue, or how much talent they're gonna lose. They're gonna continue fighting any team that gets in their way. You know, obviously Tyreek Hill was a big piece of that. You know, he was the biggest piece of the project. You know, but look, Patrick Mahomes, he's showing that leadership, showing, you know, what quarterbacks, what you have to, you know, like, and, you know, that's the toughest thing about being a quarterback. You know, being a quarterback, you got to do a lot of things. You got to lead your guys out on the field. You got to show your belief in the guys that are beside you, you know, and you got to let them know that I got you, you know, and I think that's what Patrick Mahomes is telling these young receivers, because most of the receivers on this Chiefs team are from the draft, you know. But you know, that's, you know, I think this, you know, if Patrick Mahomes goes into this game and goes to the Super Bowl, and not only that, but if he wins a game, which he certainly can, this would be a unbelievably successful season for Patrick Mahomes. Just seeing what he has done without the biggest piece of his offense, which was Tyreek Hill. You know, it was either Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce. You know, those were the only main guys Mahomes would throw the ball to. You know, and he couldn't. Mahomes had to risk it all and throw the football to rookie wide receivers, and it's tough to play at the pros when you're a rookie, especially at the wide receiver position, you know. But you know, I think we should all give credit to where credit's due for Patrick Mahomes. He's a great quarterback, you know. I mean, yeah, now to the Bengals, Joe Burrow. I think we can all say that. And look, this is no disrespect to Josh Allen. You know, I think Josh Allen's a great quarterback. I think he's going to continue showing why he deserves to be one of the best quarterbacks in the AFC. You know, but I think since the Bills, once again, haven't yet reached a Super Bowl, I think it's time to say that I think the Joe Burrow versus Patrick Mahomes rivalry has just begun. Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, both of these guys have faced each other in the regular season. It was a very close matchup. The Bengals, I'm gonna have to go back to that game. I don't know who won, but I know it was a very interesting matchup. We already know this is going to be a very good game, you know. And when I look at this matchup, my one concern for the Chiefs, though, how's Patrick Mahomes going to look with that ankle injury? You know, there's been reports saying that Patrick Mahomes has a high ankle sprain, which, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see how he's going to go, you know, especially against this Bengals pass rush. You know, but back to what I was saying about the Bengals. I think Joe Burrow, he has lifted the culture of this football team. You know, the Cincinnati Bengals, if they go back to the Super Bowl once again, Joe Burrow, he is literally like Superman. He is lifting this team back, you know, he's lifting this team up in the standings in the AFC. You know, Joe Burrow is that guy. And that's why I said when he got drafted first overall, I said the Bengals have their quarterback. 1 year, 2 year, 1 year when 1 year after, literally, this was last season when this guy came back from tearing his ACL, he comes and takes this team out of nowhere to the Super Bowl, and we were all surprised, you know. And yeah, I understand. The Bengals have a very good receiving core with T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, Tyler Boyd, you know, Hayden Hurst. I understand that. Great running backs, Joe Mixon. You know, I think, you know, Zach Taylor, he's done a phenomenal job as a head coach. You know, and this game's gonna go down to which quarterback can outplay the other quarterback. You know, because I think this game's gonna be very similar like last time when both of these teams played. You know, but obviously Patrick Mahomes, he's gonna be looking for revenge, and Joe Burrow, he's looking to get back to the Super Bowl. I don't know. This is gonna be very interesting, but I would love to see Joe Burrow go into the Super Bowl and win the Bengals their first ever Super Bowl title ever. You know, so as much as I like Patrick Mahomes, I'm gonna take Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals by a touchdown. I think the Bengals, once again, continue their winning streak against the Chiefs. And the Bengals will walk out of Arrowhead Stadium and go to the Super Bowl in their second year in a row. So, yeah, guys, that's going to be my Super Bowl prediction. Those are going to be the two teams I have going to the Super Bowl. I have the Cincinnati Bengals playing the San Francisco 49ers February 5th in Super Bowl 57. And yeah, guys, those are my picks. I hope you guys enjoyed. This one. I'm gonna be back on my podcast tomorrow and go back to talking Giants football. And yeah, but until then, I'm out. Peace.